This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You think abortions from rape are a high number? And nobody's saying make it illegal. Wow. Someone on here taking time to watch this feed put in a comment that she hopes trucks run us over. That's the liberal mentality. I don't like you. I hope you die. Not, hey, I'm willing to debate. You want to?
How you like me now? How you like me now? How you like me now? How you like me now?
Let's put the live feed up. I should have told you during the last hour. I said Dinesh D'Souza on. I got distracted. That Owen Troyer and Rob Dew and some of the crew went down to the biggest abortuary in Central Texas. It's off of 290 eastbound, right before I-35, and it looks like a few dozen or so supporters. We just plugged it once yesterday on air. Showed up. We can show you the sign. Government funding, Planned Parenthood, $500 million a year, and they've killed millions of people. NRA, zero government funding. So it just shows you where the real death is and what's really going on. And when we showed up out there a couple of years ago, we plugged it for about a week out. That's why the communists showed up, who also then proceeded to tell us that they killed their kids, that they were devil worshipers. So it was quite interesting. So do see some of the comments when we just launched this feed. We'll post a live feed, InfoWars, NRA, protest the, I don't know what they're calling the event, but InfoWars protest Planned Parenthood death camp. Maybe post that to InfoWars.com for folks who want to watch the feed. And they usually cap us on Facebook. We used to do Facebook Live, and it would get the average video about 1 million views. And Facebook reached out to me and they said, come up to New York and meet with some Facebook executives and don't be mean to Zuckerberg and play ball. And then when we didn't, they dialed it back to 100,000 to watch. And then now it's like 1,000 to watch. But it doesn't matter. Everybody else grabs it and routinely it goes viral and hundreds of thousands or millions see it because you can't stop the signal. But it always caps at about 680 something people. No matter how many want to tune in, everybody says it kicks them off. It won't let them. But anyways, the feed just went live. Let's go to a few minutes of it. People are in the comments saying, we hope trucks run you over and kill you. Oh, I know, you're such liberals. You care about children so much that you want people to have a government-funded assisted suicide, but don't want people to have the right who are terminally ill to take experimental treatments that can save them. Because you people are part of a death cult. You're control freak rats. Let's continue here with this live feed is right now. Here we go.
Sorry, but I'm just basically out here... pretty much no matter what you think about it, they say taxation is theft. Got a new one. Taxation is death.
Taxation is death, yeah.
Yep.
Because that's what they're doing. They're spending our tax money on, not just on illegal wars that we've been doing for many years, we've been doing that, not declaring war on people and then setting up bases in their countries. But, $500 million a year goes to Planned Parenthood from our federal government to basically... kill babies, because Planned Parenthood likes to say that, we do all kinds of women's health things. And they do some of that. But when you have people call them up and ask for ultrasounds and stuff like that, they're like, oh, no, we don't do that. We don't do that. Even though they say ultrasound's one of our main things.
All right, we'll continue to give you some shots out there, but nice families. Go interview the lady, dude, with her daughter. That's interesting. This guy's interesting, too, but we will come back in a little while with more of that here with Owen Troyer has to say. I guess he's probably out there with a live feed as well. We haven't seen Owen yet. Blackest of the black, dark of the night, come to me, my bleeding light. Soon she comes now, enter oblivion. How about we actually try to save some children by getting out there right now? We'll be back.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
In today's world, abortion supporters routinely attend pro-life rallies and attempt to bully activists. If you have a problem and need a smelly group of commie devil worshipers, maybe you can call the A-Team.
And how many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
How do you get your abortion Facebook?
I pay for them.
Really? How many do you pay for?
Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You, you piece of
bunch of misogynist mother. Take your male privilege somewhere else.
How about you being aggressive?
I'm being aggressive.
Fuck us! Give us up!
Wow! Watch out!
He's that's the guys that attack Alex Jones.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
And right now, that was a couple years ago, when the commie devil worshipers showed up to protest us when we were having a pro-life rally outside the biggest abortuary in Central Texas, where Owen Schroyer and the crew are today. But the commie devil worshipers didn't show up today because they got their butt handed to them last time politically when they physically attacked us. They were made to look like idiots. We're going to be going to Owen here in a few minutes. But first, drum roll, please. I told you 2 weeks ago from sources in the meeting with Kudlow and the president that when the new quarter comes out, because again, you get the quarterly numbers after the quarter ends, it would be at 4%. But that they wanted to be careful and not overestimate it. Well, guess what? May jobless rate is at 3.8%, black unemployment at a record low, and the word is very, very soon you're going to hear of the 4.0. The word is it may even be higher. They said conservatively 4%. Remember, the New York Times, the Washington Post, Barack Obama, they all said you'll never get to 3. Obama never got to 3. He said, what are you going to do? Wave a magic wand? Can we pull up the magic wand quote, please? The magic wand quote. You know, these sycophant globalists love power. I could care less about Hollywood or power or all that crap. But I savor patriots having a foothold in the swamp and having Trump. I savor it. And they are just pulling their hair out because they want to run our lives, brainwash our kids, deny us medical care, put us into the death panels, case for killing granny, Bill Gates, all of them, and admit it. And then they say, oh, Trump's bad for letting people get experimental care of their facing death. Yeah, here it is. Here's Obama saying Trump cannot wave a magic wand. Right now, growth is what? 3.3? Estimates are, internally from the White House, 4 to 4.1, maybe even 4.2 when the numbers come out in about a month. And remember, you heard it here first. Next year's news today, tomorrow's news today, the dreaded InfoWars. Here's Obama saying, huh, what's Trump going to have, some magic wand? Besides, he's never going to be president. Remember Alec Baldwin? Oh, Alec Baldwin, you're very useful to me. Ah. We now take you live. What they call in Team America, FAG, and it stood for something like the, the What Actors Guild? Yeah, Film Actors Gear. We now take you live to FAG. And then Kim Jong-il goes, Alec Baldwin. He goes, yes, sir, I'll take care of it right away, sir. I mean, you're not getting what you want. And then symbolically, it's Michael Moore with the explosives trying to blow up the Team America. So here is Obama saying, you can't have cars, you can't have TVs, you can't have air conditioning to Africans. Remember that? But he also says, you just can't wave a magic wand. Well, it's not a magic wand. If I've been chained up in a prison for my life, in shackles for 10 years, and then you take me out of the shackles, that I can now walk around. In fact, let's hear a message from FAG first, Sean Penn and others. Yeah, download that. I want to play it. Oh, and I love how it's going to be all over George Soros Media Matters today. Jones and another homophobic rant. Oh, but you don't say that about Team America because they are South Park folks in Hollywood. Even though they're a different vein of that, and I tend to like them. They're irreverent. They have a right to make the joke. It's funny, and I'm going to make the joke. Not because I hate people that have different lifestyles than others. It's ridiculous, but I will play stuff like this. Even though I didn't used to because I'm a more serious broadcast, but I'm going to start playing stuff like this because I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to exercise the First Amendment, and you're going to get used to it, George Soros, you evil scrotum head. It's a self-propelled scrotum. You seen him in France 3 days ago trying to have the EU take over and have authoritarianism, and he just looked like a big old rotting bag of pus. Excuse me. Let's go to Obama. Here it is.
When somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back, well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is, he doesn't have an answer. So.
And of course, within months, it all turned around because they were artificially, I'm going to use the analogy again. I've done this myself. You got your boat tied up. You're getting gas. You're tied up in two or three places. You start driving off, and you forgot one, and the boat's like, and it won't move. You go, I'm tied up in the dock. So Trump went over and said, America, it's okay for you to have jobs. He called a bunch of corporations and said, move back. He said, hey, we're going to get lower taxes here on corporations so you don't, move overseas. And all of a sudden, it'd be like if you had your sunroof open and it was raining and water was falling on you. And Obama goes, what are you going to do? Wave a magic wand to close that sunroof? And I'm like, no. I just hit the button. And that's how dumb they think you are. So let's hear that from Obama one more time. Then we're going to go to Owen Schroyer live at the abortuary outside of it, making some great points. Here, let's go ahead now and play Obama again one more time 2 years ago. Here it is.
And when somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back, well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is,
I'm stop there. I love the power trip of Obama. I'm not, even when Trump was in the lead then, as the lead candidate, I'm not even going to dignify and give him advertisement. The power trip. that, oh, you're so important, Obama. And then they say Obama was shell-shocked when Trump won. And Ben Rhodes, there's that video that just got released of him that night. He can't talk. These people are control freaks. They don't know what's going on. I told you Trump would win. If we could stop the election fraud. They stole 6 states, tried to steal 5, but Homeland Security locally caught Homeland Security breaking into the computers and in live time blocked them in 5 states. Of course they were trying to steal it. They stole the nomination from Bernie. Hey, don't know what it's like to be poor. Why Bernie Sanders? Very smart. So when we come back, we'll have Ben Rhodes all sad, and we'll go to Owen Schroyer live on the scene. It's all coming up today. We're going to win, win, win. You're going to get so tired of winning. You're going to say, please stop, and we're not going to do it. Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing. Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing. Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing. Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, like, have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation.
at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Savannah Hernandez is out there as well with Owen Schroyer and Rob Duke at the Abortuary. She's talking to some of the crowd. We're going to pop in and hear what she has to say. Then I'm going to get into the devastating success that Trump's having bringing the country back from the dead, because we had a bunch of globalist vampires drinking our blood. Imagine about 1,000 little vampire bats supping on us, and Trump's already kicked about half of them off. They're hopping around, biting him, crapping themselves, flipping out, rolling around, having little fits of anger. But he just, every day, is just basically swatting more of them off, and some of them are flying up against the wall and breaking their backs and then vomiting up the blood they stole and flipping out in it. I mean, they're just... Just think of the Democrats as little demonic vampire bats having convulsions. Let's go to Savannah Hernandez and hear who she's talking to in Austin at the Abortuary that we're there exposing. Go ahead.
Outside of that, I can't really find a justification for murdering babies. At the same time, I would really appreciate it if pro-life groups or those who are generally opposed to the practice of abortion would help crowdfund medical science to the point where we can increase the date of viability for the unborn. Because while I do believe that women should have a choice to evict a baby from their womb if they want to, they don't have a right to kill it. So I'm hoping that medical science will one day be able to square the circle and a baby will be safely removed from a womb, perhaps artificially incubated and brought to viability. And then that can be the end of this issue, and we can go back to focusing on more important things.
I've never heard that idea. Wow, a new idea.
Okay. Going back to Owen Fine, I mean, what were our stats that we put up here, Owen? I think we put that 75 million children are killed from Planned Parenthood, and the NRA has killed zero. I mean, you know, a lot of people do argue that the NRA, all the blood of the children, mass shootings, it's on their hands. What do you have to say about that as a gun owner?
Well, I mean, I'm no real fan of the NRA anyway, but I don't think they've ever murdered anybody, and I feel like it's just unfair to paint them as that kind of an organization. I feel it's the type of personal attack that...
He's got a gun on his hip. They didn't like the NRA.
Have a real argument.
Isn't that hardcore enough?
The left really demonizes gun owners, you know. Meanwhile, they're promoting the killing of millions of babies. I mean, like, as a gun owner in America, I guess, like... How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I don't really believe it's just the left that's doing that either. I feel like the right is also promoting a whole lot of child murder in the form of the wars that the United States engages in across the world. And that's both a left and a right thing. So, if you're going to care about
Trump's
babies,
been stopping
you should care about
a lot of those
whether
trying
or not
to get out.
They're in the womb or outside of the womb, and whether or not they're American or whether they're not Americans.
All right.
So,
interesting fellow. We'll get back to some other folks and check in with them. They're going to be out there for hours. We should probably put this address on screen. It's right off. It's the main Planned Parenthood abortuary in Austin. Yeah, there's a couple of them, but it's the main one, one of the biggest in the state, right there on 290 and I-35 on the west side of I-35, on the eastbound side of the frontage road. You really can't miss it. Planned Parenthood protest in Austin. And it is 201 East Bend White Boulevard, Building B, Austin, Texas, 78704. Okay, now getting back to the collapse of the globalist. Unprecedented. Trump aims to defy midterm campaign history. And then the even bigger news. Trey Gowdy's recent activity highlights deep state action against Devin Nunes. It's now being confirmed, and we've got indictments being readied. That's even in the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, for McCabe. So this circle in the wagons with these federal prosecutors and these Clinton people and even some of these conservatives have been playing a double game, is coming to an end. So we're going to review what Trey Gowdy's really done versus his rhetoric coming up at the start of the next segment. But since I mentioned it, we mentioned Ben Rhodes, one of the chief strategists for Hillary's campaign, after the word came that she lost. She threw such a fit, we first broke that the day after, that she was drunk, throwing things, attacking Podesta. This was all confirmed like a year later. We broke this here. The day after the election, that she threw a fit. So they're so mad, folks. We've got the sources. They don't. They just lie. And that she wouldn't even concede, basically, and then they had to basically sedate her. And remember, she wasn't seen for weeks. Only popped up for a few seconds a few days later. Totally whacked out of her mind. And here's Ben Rhodes. This just got released from the night of the election. 2:30 in the morning when they know it's all over. HBO footage of Ben Rhodes on election night is as bad as people said it was. Let's go ahead and roll it with the space alien Megyn Kelly. She looks like a bleached out gray alien. Here it is.
I just came outside to try to process all this. It's a lot to process. I mean,
they'd already printed.
I can't even.
Madam President, no. Remember Newsweek?
I can't.
That's all these people do is put on this nice guy act. These are the nastiest people. They're all in the WikiLeaks scheming.
I can't put it into words. I don't know what the words are. I mean,
well, the words are you tried to run a demonic female version of the Crypt Keeper with a laundry list of bloodthirsty activity and betrayal and pedophile protection that the world's ever seen. And you're all in the WikiLeaks, thousands of pages they want to divert us from, bragging about race war, bragging about division, bragging about the Democratic Party going to own women and all their money. And so then you don't get all the things you thought you got. You didn't get to pee-pee all over America to feel like a big boy. You wanted to be like a dog rubbing its butt on the carpet. He just wanted to kind of scoot around America forever. And it's just, again, they thought they had us intimidated. They understand we were asleep. So now they're doubling down the intimidation, the threats, the lawsuits, the attacks. And they go, you're supposed to go away. You're supposed to just fold up. I'm not going away. Ever. I don't care what you do, what you pull. I'm breathing air. I'm above ground. I'm attacking you. And I'm promoting freedom. When we come back, we've got Savannah Hernandez out there at the scene of the abortuary talking to some other ladies. And we'll hear what she has to say on the other side. We're just picking up their Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter feeds. It's better than us using Skype. But then they can't hear us. We're kind of staring into that. We have it posted on Infowars.com. If you want to see the Infowars/NRA demonstration, People's NRA, not affiliated with the NRA, but just doing it to promote it, that the NRA doesn't kill people, guns do, many, many more positive things than they do negative, but it's people that are doing it. It's like it's doctors in there killing babies, and not the other way around. It's not the scalpels. It's not scalpel control or vacuum cleaner control or acid control. You know, they pump acid in, the baby flops around for about 30 minutes, and then they chop it up. So we're going to be looking at all of that, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Please spread those links. It's an act of rebellion.
Introducing CellForce by Infowars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals.
Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
They think you're a goldfish. I've been betting on you my whole life. I believe in you. I don't think you're stupid.
One man separates a woman's old genitals from cows.
And we're kicking these traitors' asses politically, and we're not backing down ever. I want to get these people. We're winning. I can feel the spirit rising. Can't you? We have broken their back. Yes, I can feel it. Let's go.
Come on.
Vengeance is coming. Fire is coming. The real revolution against you is coming, and you will burn in hell.
And now for something completely different.
So, you've been on YouTube for years, and you don't know who I am.
Normal humanity spread, it's over for the globalists. You'll never, never defeat the human spirit. You'll never defeat God. You'll never win. We know who they are, and we're sick of them.
Jones. Joe Alex Jones is InfoWars. Very popular.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones for Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
InfoWars.
InfoWars.
Yeah.
But it doesn't stop him. No. It does. It kept going, okay? It went everywhere.
The more they abuse you, the more you enjoy it. It's like the Stockholm Syndrome. And so that's why the joke is on you. And that's why it's going to continue.
Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane.
Repent now. Repent now. I know your mustache is cool. You got little gold frame glasses. You scare me so bad.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And I wanted to share this momentous occasion with Roger Stone, again, former top advisor to Trump for 40 years, patriot, former head of the campaign that has turned the whole world around. We just had the North Korean delegation go into the White House 15 minutes ago. They're meeting with the president. The globalist left is beside themselves trying to sabotage it. The out-of-control neocons, Bolton, are trying to sabotage it. It's incredible. Unemployment, 3.8, the lowest ever recorded in modern history. The word from inside the Kudlow meeting, soon, 4% growth rate will be announced. And now, the reason Roger's here with us. Comey grilled as feds seriously consider charging McCabe in criminal referral. That's out of the Washington Post, and that's out of the Wall Street Journal. Oh, yes. The word is, going back to around Christmas or after, Trump said, that's it. They're not suing for peace. No quarter given. No taken. We're going on ramming speed. And Roger's got his ear to the ground on this. You saw the Dinesh D'Souza pardon. Genius. It's not a convicted coke dealer or weapons trafficker. That's why the media is upset. So much to cover. Trey Gowdy's now being outed as basically working for the deep state to shield the FBI and Justice Department. So it's all happening, and it's such a big deal to see this unfolding. It's a real celebration because I think you can mark the last few weeks as the breaking of the deep state's back. Now, doesn't mean they're not going to savagely try to tear the heads off of the low-hanging fruit because they can't get at POTUS. He's broken through their mind control. He's broken through all their demonization and control. He's broken through them trying to attack anybody that supports him. And in their rage, anybody like Stone or myself have been chosen for destruction. So I'm just saying, I want to keep going in the fight. We are beginning to win, but the battle is raging. 2018 is everything. Now, unprecedented Trump aims at a 5-midterm campaign history. The Democrats are panicking, even in their fake polls. The Republicans are neck and neck or ahead, which means they're 10 points ahead, which means only massive election fraud can stop us now. We're removing the neocons. We're removing the leftist scum. We are turbocharging. It will not be the communist Chinese century. It will be the new American century and not the one Dick Cheney talked about. This is winning. Stone, I can feel it. What do you want to tackle first?
Well, Alex, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, it takes an ocean liner a substantial amount of time to turn, but the president is now finally on offense, and I think a majority of Americans now realize that Mueller is the criminal, Comey is the criminal, Brennan is a criminal, McCabe is a criminal, and these people must be brought to justice. That the Washington Post prints an op-ed from the psychopath criminal John Brennan, a traitor, and the man who I believe is the perpetrator of the phony dossier, who lied about it under oath in front of the Congress. The folks at the Washington Post should really be ashamed of themselves. But you're right. The forces of freedom are on the move. Rudy Giuliani is exactly the wartime conciliary the president needed. And I believe when the Inspector General's report is finally rendered, Jeff Sessions is going to get his walking papers. The single worst attorney general in U.S. history.
And they've signaled the whole deal. Giuliani goes, oh, we're not getting rid of him yet. The AG report comes out. We'll see. And then torpedoes away. They're all gone and lavish indictments. But as the Wolf says in Pulp Fiction, let's not start celebrating yet. How could the enemy grab victory from the jaws of defeat?
Well, they're trying even as we speak. This morning, I believe that as many as two of my former associates were in front of a grand jury in Washington, D.C., where they are being pressured into bearing false witness against me as the special prosecutor comes up with no evidence of Russian collusion, no evidence of trafficking in allegedly hacked emails with WikiLeaks, no evidence of advanced knowledge of John Podesta's emails being published. So now they seek to concoct some other phony offense in an attempt to squeeze me into testifying against the president. In other words, they want me to be a rat. They want me to perjure myself to help bring down the president. That is not going to happen. Zero chance. And I would remind anyone who's headed to the grand jury, perjury before the grand jury is a crime. Tell the truth. I urge everyone to simply tell the truth.
You were all over the news last night and this morning going, it's dangerous that the president, old 45, old reliable, did this pardon for D'Souza because he could do it for Stone or others. He could do it for Cohen. I mean, hey, that's executive power to balance out the out-of-control courts, the out-of-control Congress. That's why the president has that, guys. And so they're just beside themselves that he's actually now beginning, as you said, to go on offense. I just sense victory. I just sense it. Oh, my God.
Well, let's be clear. No one deserves a pardon more than that great patriot, General Mike Flynn. His entire indictment is a fraud. The FBI themselves conceded that he hadn't lied. This is a vendetta left over from the Obama administration. I believe Mike Flynn is not only a great patriot, but a man whose greatest public service to this country lies ahead of him, not behind him. If there is one person who deserves a pardon more than any other, and by the way, the president can issue a pardon at any time, prior to conviction, prior to indictment, after conviction, after a guilty plea, at any time the president can issue a pardon. We learned that in the Ford pardon of Richard Nixon.
Do you remember about a year ago, I said, next time you talk to 45, I said, got to bring up D'Souza. And I'm not saying we did that. I know we did, and we're credited with the Sheriff Opio, because he didn't even know that had happened with that judge, the judge herself convicting him. And I'm just going from memory, but didn't you bring it up to the president about D'Souza?
I have suggested that, although it was some time ago. So either he retained it, or perhaps someone more recently recommended it to him. But this is an extraordinary miscarriage of justice. Dinesh D'Souza violated a federal campaign finance law. Roseanne Barr has, pardon me, that's incorrect.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell has violated the exact same law.
By millions. Yeah, exactly. We'll be right back.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp.
I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This transmission, you are the resistance.
Hollywood Babylon, baby. Hollywood. Who is that man? Is that Elvis? Back to Roger Stone, and then coming up,
where did they come from?
Nick Meggs is host of the fourth hour. We're trying to get Katie Hopkins on. She'll definitely be on next week from Russia. Mike Rotondo, the 30-year-old who got evicted out of his parents' house. I love taking control of the news cycle. Some of the listeners are like, why would you give that bum $3,000? Because I wanted to see what he was like. And I wanted to point out that the welfare stuff he was doing off his parents was nothing compared to people getting sex changes paid for by taxpayers or abortions or all the anchor babies. And then now he's moved out of his house, and I got hundreds of news article headlines talking about how the left pays for sex changes with our tax money and for anchor babies, so don't say this guy's the biggest enemy in the world. So I took that and got, let's not exaggerate, because mainstream media is worthless. They would charge millions of dollars. Millions and millions to be on the front page of USA Today. Worthless crap. Hundreds of thousands for a full page ad. I just do that stunt, and I'm in hundreds and hundreds of publications, Good Morning America everywhere, pointing out that they are funding anchor babies to have everything free and all this other crap. And then I've got conservatives going, Jones is an idiot funding that deadbeat. Okay, I got millions of dollars advertising for $3,000. Yeah, I'm real stupid. I'm real dumb. Why doesn't everybody else show me how it's all done? when I told you Trump was going to win. I told you 5G give you cancer. I mean, I'm not bragging. It's all right here anyways. We're telling the truth. The globalists know the truth. They use it against you. We're showing you the hat trick. We're showing you the how there's a table, and you think he's getting a rabbit out of the empty hat. There's a door opening in the table, and there's a rabbit under there. And there's a hot blonde assistant under there, too, doing my toenails. And the point is that he's reaching down into it, and he's getting a rabbit out of that. Then the trap closes, and he pulls it out. It's that simple. We had rain coming into the car. Trump's closing the sunroof. He's untying the boat. Now, Roger is going to not be here next week, but the week after. That's when we're going to do a Friday 24-hour broadcast or a long broadcast. Then we're going to come back on Saturday and go to midnight and then come back Sunday. So it's going to be 3 days of expanded transmissions to just chronicle the incredible history and time we're in. But here's the thing. People like why, ask why I'm such a maniac sometimes. When you unlock areas in you where you decide to not be afraid, and when you decide to take action and you have victory, but then the enemy turns up the heat, your brain begins to flip the switches for you to be very aggressive, very smart, very decisive, very on target. And for all these other men that act like they're strong or just want money, women aren't looking for that. People are looking for daredeviling. They're looking for trailblazing. They're looking for real strength. And I'm not saying I'm the biggest, baddest guy around the world. I'm just saying when it comes to blowing holes in enemy operations, really trying to promote freedom. You know, Trump's up there. InfoWars is down here. You got Roger Stone, Drudge, all these other great trailblazers. We're in this special college together. We're in this brotherhood, this sisterhood. But I'll tell the listeners, don't thank me. You are the blood of this operation. Without you, there's nothing. So when I say I salute you, when I say I thank you, I run into these families, they're just in awe when they meet me. It's like, you're in awe of me? I'm just a red-blooded American like you. You love what we're doing. You're supporting us. You get your family attacking you. You get fired for saying you love America. You get fired for being pro-gun. You get harassed. How do real liberals at UT, one guy I know has been a big film editor and also produced a pretty big movie. He said he didn't like Hollywood anymore. Even though he's making $1 million a year, he came back. He's going to be a psychologist. His dad's a famous medical doctor, one of the top kidney doctors in the world. And I've known him since college. And he's Jewish. And I'm not going to say his name. He's a good friend of mine since college. And he's really classy. He's a classical liberal. He just loves everybody. He's nice and smart. They kicked him out of the psychology department and said, no whites allowed. And they're on record saying, and we don't want Jews in here either. That's UT. The political correctness has gone to cuckoo land, folks. It's crazy. And the globalists and the communist Chinese funding it have a plan. UT is run by the Chinese communists. That's in the news now. So I'm going back to Roger Stone in this segment. The next, the point is that the left has gone completely insane. Everybody's going to get persecuted unless we stand up to this and say no. And it's now time. You better do it. You better decide which side you're on. Plus, we're turning the tide. Now, people like me and Roger might get drilled in the ground, but it doesn't matter. We are still fighting. But if you pray for us, if you financially support us, we will absolutely rip holes in them because they're attacking us. We're in the spotlight. So every dollar you support us with is like $1 million in regular political warfare. I mean, you cannot deliver munitions to the front where soldiers are killing more of the enemy politically. I mean, you give us weapons, we are the kamikaze pilots. We are the daredevils. We are flying the Death Star trench. We've already blown up Death Stars. We've already blown up. On the side of our helmets is Death Stars. Understand that? That's why they hate us. We've already aced their head. We've already blown them. The enemy snipers have pictures of us on their sleeves. They're looking for us. Where are they? Get them, get them. There's bounties out. There's a $15 million political bounty from Soros out on me. He's already spent $15 million, I've confirmed. Yeah, I know. I'm proud to be in this position. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, free shipping right now on all our best-selling supplements, 50% off Brainforce that Roger loves. Just go in there and spend money and get T-shirts and sign up for AutoShip to get the great coffee or get the Secret 12 or stuff you're going to want to reorder every 15, 30, 60 days. Cancel anytime. It's free to cancel. Patriot Points. InfoWarsStore.com. If you're not investing in information warfare using the truth, you're crazy. Roger, I'm ranting. Only 4 minutes left in the segment, but StoneColdTruth.com. You have the right, you have your legal defense. People should support. They should buy your book at InfoWarsStore.com, Stone's Rules. They should understand that, you know, we are the champions. None of us are perfect, but we've been chosen now as figureheads of the left for us to be destroyed.
No, Alex, you're absolutely right. The two most important things I think people can do, go to StoneDefenseFund.com, make a contribution. Go to the donate button at the InfoWars store, make a contribution. $100, $200, $500, $10, it doesn't matter. But we need your support. I got a bill from my attorney this morning for $40,000 just for the motion to dismiss the harassment lawsuit filed against me by that Obama front organization in Washington, D.C. The whole purpose here, Alex, is to bankrupt you, bankrupt InfoWars, bankrupt me, bankrupt the Stone family. So StoneDefenseFund.com, InfoWarsStore.com, where the donate button can easily be found. Well, you are the lifeblood of this revolution. We cannot soldier on without your support.
This is not a this is not a spectator sport. This is total participation. I'm not bitching at the audience. They've been great. They've supported us, the affiliates, everybody. But this is it. This is history. This is happening. Roger, from your sources, I have separate sources that said, no, Trump's pissed. The gloves are off. I've talked to a lot of other sources. They say that Trump is, these are criminals. Everybody knows there's criminals. You better indict their asses. And the word is they're closing in. So on this particular Death Star, this is the big one. How far until we get up to the exhaust port just below the main port? How long do we fire those photon torpedoes right down the shaft?
Well, I think there are two things to watch for. One is the upcoming Inspector General's report. I think that that's going to decapitate a number of people in the forefront of the deep state takedown of Donald Trump. Secondarily, keep an eye on the decision by Judge Ellis of Virginia regarding the Manafort indictment. And also keep an eye on this recent legal opinion by Professor Stephen Calabresi that Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have talked so extensively about that questions the entire unconstitutionality of Mr. Mueller's Barry appointment. Therefore, any action on his part would be unconstitutional. Those are the three things to watch carefully. Armageddon is just around the corner.
Armageddon for the deep state, because this is not your regular president in the swamp going along with corruption. He plans to pull the rotten teeth very soon, doesn't he?
It sure looks that way. I think his patience are really worn thin. He's tired of being a punching bag for the mainstream media. He's tired of the abuses. The real squeeze is on Donald Trump Jr. right now. Never mind Roger Stone and Alex Jones. Yeah, we're under the microscope, and that pressure's coming. But they're really trying to squeeze Donald Trump Jr., a great patriot, in my opinion. And that is the line that, if crossed, will mean nuclear war against Mr. Mueller.
But he can't help it. Mueller's so used to having America down with his boot on our neck, he just thinks he can't be defeated. That old rotten brain up there has no idea what he's about to go under. We will defeat you, you globalist trash.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.